Currently, no identification is required to vote in Virginia, though if a voter does not have ID, they have to sign a sworn statement pledging they are who they say. Falsifying this is a felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. Under the new legislation, voters without identification must vote on a provisional ballot. Republicans say the bill will help prevent voter fraud. Democrats say the change is unnecessary and makes it needlessly difficult for many citizens to vote. Democratic Senator Mamie Locke of Hampton.
These voter ID bills are designed to systematically undercount ballots in certain constituencies. Thus, they are not designed to improve voting or eliminate non-existent fraud. It is clear that these regulations are going to fall disproportionately on certain groups, the elderly, the poor, the disabled, and people of color, possibly leading these groups to be systematically undercounted in every election. You can't have fair and valid elections if certain demographic groups are systematically underrepresented. Voter fraud, what very, very little there is of it, tends to be random and isolated cases. It is no coincidence that these groups who will be systematically underrepresented in all elections, should this bill and others like it pass, are the groups who tend to vote more often for one political party over the other. No one is clamoring for these new restrictions. There is no public outcry over voter fraud. What we have instead is voter apathy. Voter turnout in most elections tends to be extremely low. No one is running out to sign an affidavit under penalty of law to claim that they are not who they say they are. We should be encouraging voter turnout, not finding barriers to prohibit participation. Instead of focusing on a costly, anti-democratic, misguided solution to a non-existent problem, we should turn our attention to creating jobs, saving homes, and providing health care and education to all Virginians. This bill and others like it is so 1866.
Republican Senator Tom Garrett of Louisa.
I've actually convicted people on four felony counts relating to voter fraud. It does indeed exist, and I would submit that every time someone drives drunk, they don't get convicted of a DUI. Every time someone shoplifts, they don't get convicted of shoplifting. I would submit that voter fraud, like so many other offenses, occurs far more often than it's caught. This bill in no way, shape, or form seeks to limit anyone's rights. This bill seeks to protect people's rights. Every single fraudulent ballot that is cast dilutes the value of a legitimate ballot. You need an ID to get a book from the library. You need an ID to book a hotel room. You need an ID to enroll in a school. You need an ID to get a season pass to Busch Gardens. And the list of IDs, voter registration card, Social Security card, valid Virginia driver's license, any other identification card issued by a government agency of the Commonwealth, or of one of its political subdivisions, cities and counties and towns, or of the United States, or any valid employee identification card containing a photograph of the voter and issued by an employer of the voter in the ordinary course of business, or a copy of a utility bill, or a bank statement, or a government check, or a paycheck that shows the name and address of the voter. This bill stops just short of allowing one to vote based on a pinky swear or a note from mom. And so what this bill does is protects everyone's votes, whether old or young or black or white or rich or poor, and ensures that one vote counts for one vote.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling cast the tie-breaking vote to ultimately pass the bill. It's expected to be signed by Governor Bob McDonnell. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.